This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of North State Public Radio and the North Valley Community Foundation. I'm Matt Schultz, and I help put this show together. We're here to share stories from people in the North State who are personally engaged in solving a community problem.
Yeah, Cuban literature does have a little bit of the allure of the illicit.
This week, it's Chico State Professor Sarah E. Cooper, editor-in-chief of Cubana Books.
So, being a professor, I'd spent years struggling to get contemporary Cuban writing into my classes, but I was really stymied by the U.S. Economic embargo on Cuba. Because of my research focus, I also had made friends with a lot of contemporary women writers in Cuba, really the top writers, and I'd heard how frustrated they were about being excluded here in the U.S. because the few U.S. publishers who did dare to risk publishing Cuban literature at all were opting really more for sleazy or sensationalist books, and mostly by men. Personally, I've been trying to get a book of short stories in translation by Mirta Yáñez placed. All the editors kept saying it was a great collection, it was great translation, but it was too much of an unknown, it was too literary, or it was just too complicated with the embargo, getting money to the authors, for instance. So one more rejection came, and all of a sudden I thought, well, okay, I'm a risk taker. Why don't I try to publish the book myself? It was kind of a naive thought. I had no idea how much work went into publishing a book, but the author was game, and so Cubana Books was born at that point. Really, we want to get books into hands. Then, in addition to the books, which really are, they're being used all over the United States now in university classes, for which I'm very, very happy. We've started bringing authors to the United States for that face-to-face contact with people. At Chico State, I've been taking interns for Cubana Books, and so there's anywhere from 5 to 17 interns every single semester. They're planning events, they're implementing events, they're working hands-on with editing and publishing stuff and marketing and social media. So that's been very exciting for them. And then this year we had our first major fundraiser. Over 200 people came to the Chico Women's Club and met Georgina Herrera, ate Cuban food, danced to Cuban music. That was pretty amazing. In 10 years, if we're a complete success, a wild success, then Cubana Books will have made itself obsolete. We will no longer need a feminist and Cuban-centered press because Cuban women writers will be everywhere. They'll be on everybody's shelves, both physical and virtual, and it's no longer going to be an underdog cause that we have to deal with through nonprofit. And that's what I'm hoping.
You've been listening to Sarah E. Cooper from Cubana Books, and this is Common Ground for Common Good. The North Valley Community Foundation exists to put your great ideas into action. Learn more and hear previous shows at mynspr.org.